KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at sports. A lot of wrestling around the area on Saturday as we get ready for the Christmas holiday break. Atlantic Cam participating in the Southeast Polk Tournament. They grabbed a third-place finish with 141 points in the team competition. As for the individual results, Abram Moore won the title at 113 pounds. Ethan Fulman was the champ at 120 pounds. Cale Roller grabbed second place at 285. Glenwood had a seventh-place team finish in that meet. And they had Mitch Mayberry and Sully Woods each winning third place for Glenwood at their weight classes. Also at Carroll, Dennison had a seventh-place finish in that meet on Saturday. Jackson Hildebrand at 170 was an individual champ for Dennison. Clarinda placed eighth as a team. Cole Ridner had a runner-up finish at 195 pounds. Kemper Catholic placed ninth in that team competition. They did have two champions, though, Benjamin Schmitz at 120 and Shea Parkis at 138. Shenandoah hosting their Mustang tournament on Saturday. Savannah, Missouri, and Omaha Scutt were the top two teams. East Mills was third overall, and they had four wrestlers. Zach Biggerstaff at 113, Tyler Prokup at 138, Jackson Ray at 152, and Brody Gordon at 170, all grabbing runner-up finishes in that tourney on Saturday. St. Albert got a couple of champions, John Helton and Cale McLaren, both winning titles. Shenandoah had a couple of champions as well, and Logan Dickerson and Avery Martin. Creston OM placed 29th at the Kansas City Stampede on Saturday. There were 50 teams involved in that gigantic meet. Jackson Kinsella had a fifth-place finish at 182. Sam Chapman was ninth at 185. Red Oak also got a sixth-place finish from Justin McCunn at 160 pounds in that meet. For Lewis Central, they wrestled at the Fort Dodge Tournament on the weekend, and they placed fifth overall. Tanner Higgins won the championship at 145 pounds. Also at Ridgeview over the weekend, Coon Rapids Bayard lost all four of their matches, losing to Alta Aurelia 54-12. Ridgeview 54-12 over Coon Rapids Bayard. It was Sioux City West 30-18 over the Crusaders, and South Central Calhoun beat Coon Rapids Bayard 78-6. Also, the Western Iowa Conference held its tourney over the weekend, and the team championship goes to Logan Magnolia, 206.5 points. Underwood, a close second with 202. Missouri Valley with 187.5 was third. Riverside with 158.5 for fourth, and AHSTW with 146.5 points was fifth. Tri-Center, Trainer, and Audubon the rest of the field. Individual champs include Gable Porter of Underwood at 106, Sean Thompson of Logan Magnolia at 113. Stevie Barnes of Underwood won the 120-pound title. Nick Stevens of Underwood, the champ at 126. Joel Sampson of AHSTW was the champ at 132. Logan James of Underwood grabbed the 138-pound crown. Nick Hamilton of Underwood was the champ at 145. Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia wins at 152. Denver Pauley of AHSTW, the champ at 160. Bryson Freeberg of Tri-Center wins at 170. At 182, Nick Haynes of Missouri Valley, the champ. Gavin Fisher of AHSTW wins at 195. Rex Johnson of Logan Magnolia grabs the 220-pound title. And Barrett Pitt of Logan Magnolia, the champ, at 285 in that Saturday meet. Just a few basketball games Saturday here in the area. In boys' hoops, it was winter sets, beating Atlantic 59-50, Harlan over Glenwood 72-66. In girls' basketball, Glenwood defeated Harlan 62-51, St. Albert over Sydney 61-32 on Saturday. Iowa State finally broke through from behind the arc as the Cyclones connected on 14 of 30 shots from three-point range in an 89-59 win over Purdue Fort Wayne. Tyrese Halliburton had 22 points, including 6 three-pointers, and he said the Cyclones had a good week of practice.
That builds your habits, lays the foundation for what you're going to do out here. It's not like you can just go and have bad practices and then just go in a game and be good. You know, it's all built, you know, in practice. And I think we really got after each other this week, you know, especially after a loss, you know, and having so much time off. Guys have wanted to, you know, been killing to get back on this court and get after each other. And that's all it is getting in the gym and working.
ISU coach Steve Prohm talked about their play on offense.
Yeah, well, when you make shots and you hold somebody under 60, it's, you know, good things will probably happen for you most of the times. And even the shots, we missed some shots tonight, you know, that I thought we had a couple good looks, good opportunities. But again, the halftime stats, 17 assists, 26 assists, 35 baskets, that's almost, I think, close to 70%, I believe. And that's, if you're ever over 60, that's really, really good.
Iowa State's now 7-4 on the season. A.J. Green scored 24 points and Trey Burhau 23 with 11 rebounds. And Northern Iowa won its fifth straight, beating Marshall 88-80. Spencer Haldeman added 13 points, Isaiah Brown a dozen, and Justin Dahl 10 for the Panthers, who are now 11-1. They're off to their best start since the 2011-12 season when they opened winning 10 of their first 11. The ninth-ranked Virginia Cavaliers relied on stingy defense as they tried to defend their NCAA championship. That vaunted defense wasn't there Sunday as unranked South Carolina shot 51% and a 70-59 win at Virginia. Also, Jaden McDaniels had 22 points to help Washington beat Ball State in the Diamond Head Classic quarterfinal on Sunday. Washington number 22 in the AP top 25. Well, the Northern Iowa women used a 16-0 fourth quarter run to take command in a 71-63 win Sunday in Ames as the Panthers improved to 8-3.
This is a great program. They have great tradition. They have great coaches. They have great players. And I thought our kids did a terrific job of showing up and being ready to play and just staying true to the grind from start to finish. Terrific. Terrific win for this program.
That's UNI coach Tanya Warren as the Cyclones got 22 points and 13 rebounds from Ashley Jones as they fall to 7-3 on the season. Well, the Baltimore Ravens have clinched home field advantage in the AFC playoffs for the first time, but the final playoff berth in the conference remains very much up in the air. The Ravens trailed 6-0 late in the first half before picking up their 11th straight win, 31-15 at Cleveland, as the Ravens improved to 13-2. The bottom of the AFC playoff picture couldn't be settled following losses by Tennessee and Pittsburgh. The Titans built a 14-0 first half lead before falling to 8-7 on the season with a 38-28 loss to New Orleans. Drew Brees threw for 279 yards and three touchdowns, and Alvin Kamara ran for two TDs, helping the Saints move to 12-3. They scored 24 straight points to keep alive their chance at one of the NFC's top two seeds in a first-round playoff bye. Former Steeler Le'Veon Bell damaged his old team's playoff hopes by running for 72 yards on 25 carries in the Jets' 16-10 win against Pittsburgh. The Raiders kept their AFC playoff hopes alive as Derek Carr threw for 291 yards and a touchdown in a 24-17 win over the Chargers. The Eagles have wrested control of the NFC East lead from Dallas with a 17-9 win over the Cowboys in Philadelphia. Philly clinches with a win over the Giants next Sunday. The Seahawks lost control of the NFC West lead with a 27-13 setback against the visiting Cardinals. Seattle will have to beat the 49ers next Sunday to win their division. Also in Week 16 of the NFL's 100th season, the Chiefs still have a shot for a first-round playoff bye after Patrick Mahomes threw for two touchdowns and ran for another score to lead the AFC West champions to a 26-3 win over the Bears in Chicago. The reigning MVP is the fastest quarterback to 9,000 passing yards and 75 touchdown throws, doing it in just his 30th game. Kansas City earned its fifth straight win and at 11-4 remained a game back of New England for the AFC's second seed. Also yesterday, the Colts 38-6 rout of the Panthers. It was the Falcons beating Jacksonville 24-12. Miami got a field goal in overtime to beat the Bengals 38-35. The Broncos beat the Lions 27-17. And the Giants, a 41-35 overtime win at Washington. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says USC always has talent, and this year is no different. The 16th-ranked Hawkeyes play the 22nd-ranked Trojans Friday night in the Holiday Bowl. USC is 8-4 after winning six of its final seven games to close the regular season.
We don't recruit in the same neighborhood, probably since Tony Moyaki and Dace Richardson came through. We don't recruit in the same neighborhood. Typically, they got really elite players. And I know they have a freshman quarterback that stepped in and did a great job, great receivers. So we're going to have our work cut out for us, that's for sure.
The Hawkeyes conduct their second practice in San Diego later this morning.
You don't have to say much. If you think about USC, the tradition of that program, the success they've had, the great individual players, the coaches that have gone there or gone through there, it's just a, you know, it's a who's who.
Hawkeyes are 9-3 entering that game. We'll have it for you Friday night here on the radio. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff out in San Diego. There'll be several firsts when Iowa State plays 15th-ranked Notre Dame in Saturday's Camping World Bowl in Orlando. It'll be the Cyclones' first ever bowl game in the state of Florida and their first meeting with the Fighting Irish.
It may arguably be the most watched football game Iowa State's ever played in. I mean, we're playing one of the storied programs ever in the history of college football, and that's another wonderful opportunity for our brand.
That's ISU Athletic Director Jamie Pollard. Cyclone fans responded by gobbling up the ticket allotment in less than a week.
The other thing that's really good about this game, it's on the 28th on that Saturday, so you could actually leave after Christmas and drive down there on the 26th and be there for our pep rally and events that we'll probably have on the 27th, and then be there for the game on the 28th and, you know, maybe extend your stay.
That's an 11 o'clock kickoff Saturday morning in Orlando. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.